Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is the great feast of the Eucharist, Holy Thursday, Holy, set apart. The whole week is set apart for God in a particular way. Holy Thursday is particularly set apart for God. This day, brothers and sisters, God gave us Himself. Totally. Irrevocably, no matter whether we receive Him worthily or unworthily, He would be there for us. He would give us food and drink for this journey of life. Please, brothers and sisters, use some time today to thank Him for His unspeakable generosity, that He would give us what we need to sustain us, to follow Him to the very end. We always have free will. We can always reject it. But the strength and the power is there in the food and the drink that God gives us to sustain us to the very end. Please thank Him for the love that has, it's unspeakable love. There's just no words for it. But that love was given for you. And not just once on the cross, but day in and day out, you can receive Him. Day in and day out, you can come and adore Him. There are many chapels and churches with Eucharistic adoration. If you possibly can, make adoration a part of your daily life, at least your weekly life. If you're confined to your home, just say, Lord, I want to set this aside this time to adore You present in the Eucharist. To take some time to pray and thank Him for His availability, even if you cannot. As you come before Him that way in faith, He will bless you and honor you for your gratitude to Him, even when you can't participate in it by getting to a church. Open your heart. Love Him. Thank Him today for the Eucharist. First reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8 and 11 to 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood, and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt, I the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you thus. When I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. Is your house, and I say this obviously symbolically, but is your house marked with the blood of the Lamb, so that when destruction comes, your family will be spared? Is your house marked with the blood of the Lamb? Do you believe in Him? Do you know the power of His death that saved you from eternal death? Do you know that? Do you live out of that? you teach it to your children and your children's children. We have no life apart from God. Is your house, is your life, is your mind, your heart, your spirit, your body, is it marked with the blood of the Lamb? Is it very clear to whom you belong? Ponder this, because you as Catholics are going to receive today the body and blood of the Lord. He died for you. Do you receive it in vain, or do you receive it in order to nourish you and sustain you and build in you a courage and a wisdom and a peace, even a joy in being a disciple of the Lamb who was slain? Does his blood mark you? It does in baptism. Are you marked in your thoughts, your words, your actions, that you have been saved by the blood of the Lamb? This is the truth. The responsorial psalm first, Psalm 116, our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. That is the Greek word for Eucharist, is thanksgiving. I return you thanks when I receive your body and blood. I return thanks to you that you have given me of your very self, that I may follow you to the end. It's the truth. It's not symbolic. It's the truth. And from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Here's Paul speaking to the Corinthians, telling them what it was like for the first apostles. In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. The death for our salvation. The horrendous, horrible death, and at the same moment, the glorious death of Christ Jesus on our behalf. Proclaim it. As often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until it comes. You're acknowledging. If you receive it and receive it in holiness of life, that is, you've repented of your sin. You receive it in holiness of life. You're not going just through a ritual, but you really know that the body and blood of Christ is given to you to sustain you on the journey to heaven. My goodness, there should be joy in your heart. In the Gospel from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. Think of it. His betrayer was right in his midst. But he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. And then he took a towel and tied it around his waist. And then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. And he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Master, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand. And Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet. In other words, don't humble yourself on my account. And Jesus answered him, unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me. He was going to wash Peter in his blood. And it is Christ's blood that would save him. Peter said to him, Master, then, this is impetuous Peter. All right. First he says, no, don't touch me. And then when he realizes a little more what Jesus is saying, he doesn't understand, but he knows that it's of greater and greater magnitude. He says, Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well. And Jesus said to him, whoever is bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all. For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. There's a model that Jesus is here for us in the Last Supper in many, many regards. But I want you to notice that he washed all the disciples' feet. He loved them. He gave himself to them. He was willing to serve them. The one betrayed him and one denied him. He still held himself wide open to receive them. He didn't cut them off. He didn't turn away from them. He made himself fully available to all of them. And brothers and sisters, God asks that of us in our lives. The people we know who are good friends, the people who have disappointed us in many ways, let God's love work through you for all of them. Serve them all. Be a disciple of Jesus Christ, as Jesus was for us. He excluded no one. It was Judas who excluded himself. It was Peter who was too blustery to rely on the Lord. He'd never deny God. And when he did, he was so stunned by himself that he was totally at a loss. And Jesus loved him. Jesus never, never rejected him. What about us on this Holy Thursday? Is it evident in my relationships? Is it evident that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ? Or in my relationships, would I look simply like someone who didn't believe? Would I have the same priorities and the same standards and the same values? Let's ask Jesus on this great night of his love, preceding the greatest act of his love tomorrow. Let us ask him this night that he would give us the heart of a true disciple, that we might follow him fully, that even if we deny him, that we might come back, knowing that we will receive nothing but forgiveness, that we will be embraced and restored. Let this Holy Thursday be a time where you really, really model the goodness that God has for those who offend him or hurt him. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.